When you don't attend to the donkey at the night, the donkey cannot carry you in daytime, right? But remember, by that, he added this very loud and clear that, remember, attend to your job. Do not attend to the stranger. The stranger, I mean, your earthly existence, this body. Because first of all, if this is me, who is the fellow who started teaching book one? Because 2 years ago, none of this was here. You know that it takes less than 2 years for all your basic matter to go away and be replaced. Atom by atom. Less than 2 years. 2 years ago, none of this was here. So who am I? Am I that 2 5-pound at the beginning? Added the bread to it and what? I'm not this. Although it may look like me, but I'm not. How? Is that, first of all, you attend to this and you try to beautify this one. And you remember, with beautification, he didn't use an example of beauty at the beginning. It was an example of smell. Remember why? It was in the explanation of Sufi. A couple of pages ago, he said, first you start with following the path, then the smell should take you. Following the path was book one. Here the smell should take over. You should smell the stuff, because the stuff is in you. You have to find it. And with that good smell, musk, I mean, don't put it like this. We talked about the beautification, remember? Remember the pillar of this wisdom was imagination, attraction to the beauty, therefore unworthiness of beautification. Let's not forget that. He said, not the physical beautification. I don't mean this is bad. And he said, as much as it's needed, it should be given, because this is the donkey. I don't mean that physically don't become beautiful. Of course physically you should be beautiful. What do we mean by physically? What is your physical existence?
What can be seen?
What is my physical existence? This? This is only one frame of my physical existence. My physical existence are my actions, my movement through space, because that's what this is. The monkey is true time, isn't it? So of course I should behave beautifully. But that's up to a necessity of the donkey. The rest should go to the spirit, to the breath, ruh, that breath which is in me. Therefore, I'm worthy of all of this. If it was not that breath, I would be the monkey. And he brought in one example that I think it needs a little bit of clarification. What do you get when they say ash pit?
It's a toilet in the ground.
No. Ash pit is something very special, and Rumi will keep bringing it repeatedly out. Because in his time, it's something very special. It goes like this. In Rumi's time, the public bath is somewhere that the people will go to wash themselves. They need water. There is no running water. So there is this big container, which has a big dish, metallic dish, fixed at the floor and filled with the water. They go in, they bathe in this, they come out. Underneath that metallic plate, there is a hole. And a fellow is keeping a fire going on down there to keep the bathroom warm, right? Imagine there. First of all, there is no insulation like today, so it's very... There are steam and the fuel, the best fuel which burns very slowly and very longly is dung. So there is a lot of dung stored over there, and there is a guy who is taking this dung and put it under there. And imagine in a damp place like that, where there is a hole in the ceiling, so the sun wind lit one corner. In that one corner, there will be even greens and flowers, because the dung is the best fertilizer, and that's the only warm place in even in winter time. And that's the place that all, and attending that is the lowest job in town. And the homeless will go there. That's the center of the crime and all that. So when they say Gulkhan, to them it's like...
Did you say Gulkhan?
Gulkhan.
Which is literally rose house or flower.
No, that's Gulkhane.
Ah, okay.
It's completely... This is Gul. Gul is Gul, is the upside down of human being, is div, is negative. It's the silly, it's the stupid, it's Gul. Gul Khand means... Khand is the laughing matter, smiling. The stupid smile is the name of that, because the stupid fellow should like that place and something like that. Anyhow, that special place for him is always something, because over there you will find the humanity at the lowest level. Everything is filthy. So he always talks about, if there is a flower over there, do not smell that flower. That's not for a smell. Because to him, not being enlightened means living there. Because you didn't like that place. What's wrong with that place? That's where the origin of humanity comes from. That's the cave, isn't it? It's the backward of the place of the town. It's not something bad. They needed it. So it's like the ecosystem that you don't think about, because you just put it out of your mind. That's what happens with the people who will not attend to the spirit, to him. So he will bring it in and he say, do not put the breath down there. Clean it up. Bring it out of that ash pit or whatever. Yes?
Those plants are certainly there on loan. The proper place for those flowers is the symposium and festivity. The good women come to the good men. There is to the wicked men the wicked women. Mark. Do not bear malice. They that are led astray by malice, their graves are placed beside the malicious.
There is some little problem here with that translation, actually. That translation is very sex-oriented. There is no woman and the man in that sentence. It's feminine and masculine, yes. Because in our language you have that. But it's talking about the attraction. That woman and man will bring it out of the concept. The concept is that in this universe, good will attract goodness and bad will attract badness. Because when it comes to the Persian language, that differentiation for us doesn't exist. We don't have masculine and feminine. Therefore, the meaning will be a little bit different. And this is the thing that he insists upon. The attraction to the beauty, because that feeling is the base in you. If you want to find the goodness, dig down there, because down there, there is somewhere which is attracted to goodness. Even if you don't practice it, you feel it. That feeling is the point. Yes?
The origin of malice is hell, and your malice is a part of that whole and the enemy of your religion. Since you are a part of hell, take care. The part gravitates towards its whole. He that is bitter will assuredly be attached to those who are bitter. How should vain breath be joined with the truth?
You see, again, the explanation of that attraction, and to understand this, because you have two parts. If you leave the monkey alone, monkey will do monkeyness. And you will be torn towards monkeyness, earthliness. If the other one is active, your spirit, you will be attracted there. There are choices here to be made. And you, this is the sentence, listen carefully. Oh brother.
Oh brother, you are that same thought. As for the rest, you are bone and fiber. If your thought is a rose, you are a rose garden. And if it is a thorn, you are the fuel for the bath stove. If you are rose water,
bath stove is the Gulkhan again, the same word. I don't know why. Sometimes it's this, sometimes it's that. Yep.
If you are rose water, you are sprinkled on head and bosom. If you are like urine, you are cast out. Look at the trays in front of the druggists, each kind put beside its own kind. Things of each sort mixed with things of the same sort, and a certain elegance produced by this homogeneity.
Means what? Should I learn something about the grocery stuff to put everything in order? Or we're talking about what? You should remember the beginning of the book. He talked about it, didn't he? He said what? He said for coming out of yourself you need fellow travelers. He said before thinking about the end of the road, you should think of walking it, and you are walking with fellow travelers. They are the first thing you should find, because you are with them and you pull yourself together to have a sense of we. That's the first touch. You should understand that there is no one thinking stuff, because thinking is talking mainly. And when there's no one else, you talk to yourself. If there is someone else, you talk to that someone. So your talk comes out. Your thought will be organized, because when you're thinking with yourself, you don't care about the rules even. You let go of the ending of the sentences that will incriminate you. Because over there, you love you.